This is interesting. I did not know this, but from time to time, I guess, hotels will post their missing items on their website. If you go digging deep into the website, you know the deal when you open a website and then you scroll all the way to the bottom and they've got all the navigation, everything.
Oh, yeah.
About us, contact us.
Right, careers.
Yeah. Now, yes. Maybe it's not right at the top for you to click. They just want you to book a room.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you go to certain hotel resort websites, you go to the bottom, they have a lost and found. So if you've been on vacation, you left your stuff there. You know, you don't want to call.
Yeah.
You used to have to call, but now with the world of, I'm talking about the internet, like it's
now
brand
new.
Now
with the world of the internet.
Yeah, now with these websites, you can just go right to your computer.
Just go right online.
But it's funny because sometimes people leave weird stuff behind, and BuzzFeed put together a list. These are real of strange things left behind at hotels that have been posted. Listen, if you're missing blank, these are absolutely real. You want to hear some of these?
Yes.
A dead alligator, a baby alligator, dead baby alligator left in the bathtub.
What?
Of a Marriott. This
That's
is absolutely
awful.
True. In, where was this? Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That's awful. Oh, my God.
An Abraham Lincoln costume. The top hat, the beard, the suit, the whole deal. These are different rooms, by the way. There wasn't a dead alligator in Abraham Lincoln costume. Now, that would be really weird.
That would be weird. There's a story there, though. That's a good time.
A Bible, but with cat photos in it. Like a special edition picture Bible. Yeah, I don't know if it's a Bible for children or what.
It's
a Bible
photos.
With pictures, drawings of cats in it.
Interesting.
Suitcase full of prosthetic legs.
Oh, my God.
I could see someone accidentally. I can't see how you could forget your prosthetic leg. But I suppose it's possible. You would think you'd notice that as you're walking out.
Hey, babe, did you grab my leg?
Yeah. You would think you would notice that. But I suppose I can fathom how if you brought a prosthetic leg, you might somehow forget it. But you got a whole suitcase full of them.
Yeah, that makes me think it was probably like
a salesman or something.
Well, no, they don't go door to door and sell legs. What are you talking?
How you doing? Want to buy a leg? I mean door to door. I mean someone that sells pharmaceuticals and stuff to medical.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It was probably a specialist or something. It was doing a fitting or something.
Sure hope so.
Soliciting legs.
This is a land deed and the title to land in the Scottish Highlands.
Oh my gosh.
And my favorite part, this is at a hotel in Dallas, Texas. What is that?
Wow.
Now, if it had been in England or Scotland or something.
That's certainly not something you want to leave behind. Wow.
Where is this hotel? This is in New York. Bathtub full of potatoes. Whole bathtub, cup potatoes.
That seems like that's someone pulling a prank.
Look at this. 6 full-size, fully decorated Christmas trees at a Northern California, the Redwood Inn.
What?
6 full-size, fully decorated Christmas trees in the room.
How does that even happen?
This is great. You ready for this? A hot pocket in the safe with a note on the safe that said microwave was broken, left it here. It's something passive aggressive.
That's somebody being, that's funny though. That is
26
funny.
Unopened bottles of hair dye, a wall completely covered in graffiti, a glass eye and a glass of water on the nightstand.
Oh, another thing you think you wouldn't forget.
Listen to this, a chair nailed to the floor. They took it upon themselves to nail the chair to the floor.
What?
A briefcase with $16,000 cash inside.
I wouldn't turn that one in.
And pies thrown all over the bathroom wall. Imagine you walk in there to clean and you see it's like, it's meringue.
No, no.
Thank God it's lemon meringue.
That is crazy.
I didn't know what it was, and I'm happy to learn it was in fact lemon meringue. Those are real things that happened.
Wow.
At hotels around the country. Can't make this up.
That's gross.
Thank you, BuzzFeed. Wouldn't it be funny after a year of his complaining about it that we learned that Joe, in fact, left his luggage at the hotel and it wasn't lost by Spirit Airlines. It was Joe's mistake.
No.
Wouldn't that be a funny lost and found at the hotel?
No.
No.
But no.
Not
that was,
funny.
That was not the case. Huh?
No.
No.
It wasn't Spirit Airlines.
Actually, it's really funny, too, because remember last year I said if United, Delta, or American don't go there, I don't?
Yeah.
Well, when on April 1st, when I'm out of here for that week.
Yeah.
United Airlines, both ways, baby.
There you go.
I was wondering what you were taking this time around after the harrowing experience of last
United.
Vacation.
You can go check out that new terminal.
Fly the friendly sky. No, they're not in there. They're in C. They're still in C.
Really?
JetBlue's in A.
Okay.
When you flew
I flew United and I came back in A.
They must have put you in A. Maybe there was a gate available or something.
I came back in A. It was nice.
This is at Newark Airport you're talking about, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you flying out of Newark, Joe?
Yeah. I was flying in Newark. That's another thing. If they don't go, if it doesn't go out of Newark, I don't go there.
No, I'm with you. It's too much of a pain. Forget it.
You're going to Miami Airport? Where are you flying into?
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale is a much more manageable airport. Miami's huge.
I love, you know what it used to be? I remember my family used to have places down there. And I used to in Florida, and we used to go a lot. I used to go an awful lot, and it was always better at now. At now, though, it's gotten crazy. Fort Lauderdale is just almost as crazy as Miami, but not quite still.
I haven't been down to Florida in a couple of years, so this is a long time since I've been in an airport. You know, people say it's a good one is the other Orlando airport. I think it's called Orlando Sanford. It's supposed to be, and you can get everywhere from there because it's a 4-hour drive to everywhere from Orlando in the middle of the state.
You know? Yep. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, we're flying right down to Fort Lauderdale and then renting a car and then driving down to Marathon. Okay. 3.5-hour drive on the overseas highway.
Yeah, that's awesome. As long as you don't get traffic, that's a pretty drive.
Yeah, if you get stuck in traffic, it's you got to find a bar and pull over. which there are many of along the way.
Of course, you only have one. You know, we're not going to get drunk and drive the rest of the way down. Of course.
Oh, yeah, no. No. I would never do that. Dumb. Why would I do that?
We drive to Marathon. One of those Florida headlines.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
By the way, if you missed those this morning, we will have an instant replay of real or fake Florida headlines. I also want to mention, we were talking earlier in the He Said, She Said about things you got to take right out of your car. It was like, you know, you just can't leave them there any longer. And we had a lady call up, and I didn't get a chance to get her on the air, who said that she's got a whole stack of mass cards. Said, unfortunately, she's been to a number of funerals and wakes over the past couple of years, and she doesn't want to throw them away. She also doesn't want to leave them in the car, and she also doesn't want to bring them in the house. And I said, you got to get rid of them some way, somehow, because that's bad juju to leave those in the car with you. That gives me the willies. So she's going to hopefully figure that out.
I just better make sure. I better double check and make sure where this plane is leaving from, because you're absolutely right. There is United does fly out of Terminal A.
I don't understand why they fly a lot.
I know that. I'm surprised because I'm actually shocked because they have the entire Terminal C, you know?
I would like to point out that I was just talking about something else, and Joe is completely ignoring it and worried about his travel plans. So thanks for paying close attention, big guy.
Yeah, well, you're actually sort of right. I wasn't paying any attention to what you were saying. Something about, I don't know,
it
Florida
or
something?
Mass cards.
Here's a lady trying to get mass cards out of her car without pitching.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that, I think. I'm not sure, though.
We hopefully the Lord is with you and you make it safely to Marathon and you don't lose your luggage this year.
Airlines at Terminal A, Air Canada, American Airlines, JetBlue, and United. Yeah, how about that?
What is this?
Oh, were you on one of the smaller ones, the Embraer is a small jet?
Yeah, because I just go to Detroit.
Yeah, that's why. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Do we have to talk about your travel plans in detail like
He's
this?
He's very excited, and he should be, because people deserve a vacation.
Well,
I get away from you for a week.
I'm going to go with him.
I told you that you could. If you wanted to come, you could come.
Who's going to do the show with him, Joe? It's just going to be him in a room? Come on.
It'll be me and Ross Britton, Uncle Ross, and we'll have a great time, because Ross is neurotic like me. The two of us will be perfect. We'll be perfect together. We'll be scrubbing down the room after we're done. It'll be great.
It'll be all
you know what? Both of you, go. Ross and I will have a good time. It'll
you guys
be fun.
Can have your case of Diet Coke.
That's right.
Have your day. Well, we're having a case of something else.
That's right.
As Ross would say, that'll be fine. Don't miss the Ross Britton show Saturday at 10 a.m., by the way.
Oh, yeah. No. That's appointment radio. You don't want to miss that.
No question. Right now, time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. If you're a local business, an organization, a community group, putting on a fun event, doing some good around the hood, let us know about it. We'll share it right here and do our best to get them all in every morning, right around 6:20 and 8:35 on the Boss CBB. You can text in. If you get an event, just send us a little link there from your phone, 732-774-4444. You can do it on the Facebook machine with a direct message or at the website, which, of course, is 1071theboss.com. And there's a complete list of station events, community events there 24/7. So, tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, of course. Reminder, it's Robbie and Rochelle in the morning live at Bar A, Lake Como, starting bright and early at 6 a.m. I believe they open the doors at 8 a.m.
Oh, okay.
So, we'll get going the first couple hours, and then they open the doors 7:45, 8, somewhere around there.
Okay.
So, you know, we're not going to let you start drinking right at 6, but shortly thereafter. Plus, a chance to win a pair of tickets into the Boss Party Suite to see Bruce and the E Street Band at the Prudential Center, April 14th. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do another pair with Van Dusen. He's got the whole show live. Boy, it's going to be banging at Kelly's Tavern in Neptune starting at 3 o'clock. And we've got some more Bruce ticket blitzes. I'll get to those in just a few minutes here. Also, New Jersey HorrorCon and Film Festival is coming up. Get your tickets now. It's March 24th through the 26th at the Showboat in AC. Over 100 vendors and celebrity guests.
Oh, that's fun.
Plus, they invite you to dress up, the cosplay, your favorite horror character. They're going to be all good guys with the hockey masks like Jason walking around.
That's the easy one.
Bunch of Freddy Krueger's at the bar.
Right.
You're going to pick up your Guinness with your Freddy Krueger claws. they'll be showing movies. They'll have directors talking about them after, the movie panels.
Yeah.
And djharcon.com for the info. These cons are big. They're everywhere now. Every town has got a con, a Comic-Con, a Horror-Con, a Santa-Con, St. Patty's Con. I'm surprised. I don't think there is, but there should be a St. Patty's Con, don't you think?
There probably is somewhere.
Bunch of leprechauns running around.
Lots of fun.
Spring Wedding Expo is happening at the Wildwood Convention Center. That's going on Sunday from noon to 4. Take a drive to South Jersey's largest free wedding expo. Everything you need to plan your perfect day, from the caterers to the florists to the DJ to the photographers, the wedding dress. It's wildwoodweddings.com for the info on that one. And 618 in Freehold, great spot, hosting their St. Patty's Day cocktail class that goes on tonight at 6:30. Learn how to mix up to 3 cocktails while enjoying light bites with your friends.
Okay.
Plus, sample Irish whiskey.
Okay.
21 plus, please. 618nj.com/cocktail class for all the info. And there you are. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Good morning, America. Hello. Welcome to Thursday, March the 16th, 2023. It is a thirsty Thursday, that's for sure. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Call to duty again at 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM. We're on the Boss app. We're at 107.1theboss.com. We're on your Alexa, on your smartphone, on your computer this morning. Good morning, Joseph P. Nolan.
Good morning, Robbie. Good morning, everybody. Rochelle, how are you today, this beautiful St. Patrick's Day Eve?
Yeah, we're excited. I know you're excited. This is like Christmas for you tomorrow.
Man, not really. I'm starting to get tired of it, to be honest with you, but it's all right.
You're starting to get tired of St. Patrick's Day traditions every year.
You know what? Once you're the Grand Marshal of something, right, like I was 6 years ago now, this starts in February. You know, you start going to different things in the middle of February, and this fundraiser and this guy's thing and that guy's thing. And, you know, by the time St. Patrick's Day comes, it's funny, I took the recycling down yesterday, down to the curb, down to the street, and I'm walking back up through the property. You know, it's a long walk. I'm coming up to the main house. And as I get up.
The main house. Listen to you.
As I come on up, and I'm looking up, and Marianne has these shamrocks in front of our porch, and I look up and I said, "Man, you should be taking those down." So didn't see,
it's still
not even St. Patrick's Day yet.
Still not St. Patrick's Day, yeah. But listen, once you've been the Grand Marshal, you're like Jimmy Carter. You're like an ex-president. You've seen it all. You've done it all.
My gosh. I mean, I'm sure there are tons of people out there who know this too. You know, I mean, we went to the Belmar Parade. Yeah. We went to the Union County Parade. We didn't go to the Union County Parade, but we went to the after parties of the Union County
You went drinking.
And we went, you know, and the fundraiser that I had, and the fundraiser that this other guy has, and then you go to another one, and another one, and another one, and it never stops. And by the time St. Patrick's Day's here, it's like, thank God, it's over. You know?
Too much Guinness.
The other day we tried to drink all of the Guinness in Union County, but it didn't work out. Yeah. There was still more.
But you made a good dent. That's pretty good. But
Jimmy made a dent, that's for sure. Yeah.
Tomorrow, corned beef sandwiches. You said you get your son, your grandson coming by. So a nice family day. That's a good thing. You
know? Yep, we're going to make corned beef and cabbage and boiled potatoes. And my wife will throw carrots in there, although my father always used to say you can never have anything orange on St. Patrick's Day. She puts the carrots in anyway. I told her, you know what? One of these days, lightning's going to strike, and it's not going to hit me.
Now, that's interesting. I thought orange and green were both the colors of St. Patty's Day, just like red and green for Christmas. Am I wrong
about
that?
Well, again, this is the man who told me that Charles Schulz was a communist,
right? Yeah.
So the orange represented Northern Ireland. And they were the Protestants, and he didn't want to have anything to do with any of the English and all that, so...
Did you grow up in the Middle Ages? Like what?
Oh my gosh, he had the thing with the English. Oh my gosh, you have no idea.
What's that thing from Austin Powers? Remember Michael Caine goes, "I hate two things in this world: people who are intolerant of others, and the Dutch. I bloody hate the Dutch." That's pretty good. So, by the way, happy birthday, Michael Caine. He just turned 90 2 days ago.
Wow, really?
I didn't know I did a Michael Caine, but I guess I do. So, happy birthday,
it's
Michael
Caine.
Pretty
good,
too. Well, I'm surprised. I didn't even know he was still alive. That's great.
Yes, Michael Caine is still making movies. Yeah.
When you said Michael Caine, I the first thing I thought of, God forgive me, was the envelope. That'd be a great in the envelope guy, but...
No, he's
alive.
He's still alive.
He's above room temperature. He's doing fine. Put Peter O'Toole in there. I kind of group those two guys together.
Oh, Peter O'Toole.
He's a delightful man.
My Favorite Year. What a great movie that was.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Peter O'Toole that was in that?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah,
he does a great movie. Talk about drinking stories. Talk about St. Patty's Day. I've seen him on, you know, like the Mike Douglas show, the clips from years ago. He's hysterical talking about the shenanigans that he pulled.
Yeah, exactly. Great guy. Love him.
Big show coming. Foreigner, Loverboy, presented by 1071 The Boss, PNC Bank Arts Center. And that's happening Labor Day weekend, September 3rd. And your choir, your a cappella group, could be the opening act. Mm. Plus $500 for the school's music program and a Bose PA system. Now, if you're a teacher, if you're a coach, you know, maybe you work down the hall as a math professor and you know the guy in the music department could use some funds for his deal.
Yes.
Or you get a kid or a grandkid that's in a choir. This is a lot of fun. Big deal. We got three teams that have submitted videos. Oh. So the voting is on right now. So support your friendly local school music program. Root them on. And one of them is going to win it all. Win the $500 for the school music program and be the opening act for Loverboy and Foreigner, PNC Bank Arts Center. So.
There's quite a few votes on here. I just went on here.
Yeah.
You can see how many. There's two that are leading, and one only has four votes, so they better get some people on here.
As like I say, if you'd like to support your school music program, hop right on there. So that's right at 1071theboss.com. Just click that concert poster for the Foreigner Loverboy Show.
Yes.
Presented by this here at radio station, September 3rd. We're driving in this morning. Really pretty moon.
Oh, it's
like
beautiful.
A cartoon moon. I said it looked like that Mac at Night. You remember that from McDonald's when they used to have the late night menu? They had a moon with sunglasses on?
Yes.
Kind of reminded me of that.
It was very, very pretty.
So, Rich, in the northwest, I mean, about...
What's going on there? What was that?
That was me, sorry.
Was that Dr. was that Dr. Bill Evans in the background?
Yes, that's Dr. Bill Evans doing the weather for Long Island.
Dr. Bill Evans.
I miss Dr. Bill Evans. For those who don't know, we all used to work together back in the day, and I'd be doing the overnight, and Joe and Bill be coming in like 4 in the morning. And I get to say they'll be perky. And well, Joe was not perky, but Bill was.
Well, depending on what day it was.
Yeah. Anyhow, Rochelle sees the moon this morning. And she says, you know, I really wish I had a telescope.
I say this all the time.
Like she's Copernicus. Well, we'll get one. Galileo over here.
Because they're expensive. To get a good one, they're really expensive.
Yeah, and good ones are.
You know, and I move every year. Do I need to lug that around with me?
Every year. It seems like every 8 months.
Exactly. To be fair, this will be 14 months when we move, but
yeah, that's wow.
Which is like, honestly, Joe, might be a record for us, which is really sad. Really sad.
Oh, listen, I don't want to move. It's a necessity.
Yeah, I would love to have a telescope. I'd love to have a lot of things, but I don't want to have to pack them up, so I don't.
I had a little Fisher-Price telescope when I was a kid. I should go see if I dig that up out of the attic. I find
that
for
work.
You.
I'm sure that's exactly what Rochelle's thinking about.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's better than nothing.
Good point.
It is better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
All right, let's try this. We've done this before. Joe, you want to do a little real or fake Florida headline edition? We haven't done this in a little while. It's always kind of fun.
Sure.
All right. So the deal is these are headlines, and they may have appeared in Florida newspapers, or I may have just made them up. It'll be up to the two of them to decide, and we'll see what happens here. Headline number one, real or fake Florida headlines, because it's always Florida. Florida man killed by an alligator while hiding in his backyard from the police during a drug raid.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely true.
Real or fake Florida headline?
That's real.
Yep, that's a real Florida headline.
That's so crazy.
Woman attacks chief of police with her chicken parm sandwich after a restaurant standoff. Real or fake?
That's real.
I'm going to say fake.
Joe is... Right, that's a real Florida headline.
Why would she waste the chicken parm like that?
I know.
Yeah, well.
Couple taken hostage by a Florida man dressed as Snow White. Real or fake?
Ooh, that could be real too. I'm going to say fake only because the first two are real.
I want it to be real, but I think it's fake.
You're correct. You're both correct. Okay. It is a fake Florida headline. Speaking of Disney characters, Florida man arrested after posing as Disney World employee and stealing a Star Wars R2-D2 toy.
Oh, I bet that's real.
The toy?
Yep, stole the toy.
Not the actual R2-D2?
No, not the actual figurine or whatever they use.
Okay, it's true.
Yep, man, you guys are on a roll today. That is a real headline. Dressed as a Disney World employee. Hernando County man arrested after buying meth and then bringing it to the police station, asking the cops, is this authentic? Is this real meth? I just bought this meth. I feel like it's not real meth.
Oh, jeez.
Real or fake?
Huh.
Oh.
Excuse me, officer.
I think that's real.
Joe?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say that's probably real, too.
Oh.
Nope. Not one I made up.
Well, that's good. That's
See, you
good.
Know what? You know what? I was thinking, and that idea, you know, I was thinking that's getting up towards the panhandle. That sounds like something that would happen up there. Yeah.
Now, this is topical, right? There's a lot of discussion of the governor of Florida, some of his policies. He might be our next president. How about this? University of Florida professor allows his student to identify as a fish.
Oh, I bet that's real.
Oh, that's absolutely real.
Yeah.
Student says, I'm not a boy. I'm actually a flounder. You think that's real or fake?
Yeah, they have to now. It's crazy, but yeah.
No, I made that.
Oh, well, good.
I'm just poking fun at Florida a little bit here. A couple goes to 7-Eleven and set it ablaze after they were angered the Slurpee machine was not working. Real or fake?
Well, that would be justified, so I'm going to say real.
yeah, we'll go real.
No, I made that one up too.
You jinxed us.
Let's try.
You're doing so well.
Let's try one or two more here. Miami Beach woman arrested after skinning a man's testicle with her bare hands.
What did he do?
Why did you have to read it?
What did he do?
Just the headline.
There's nothing he could have done to get that punishment.
You don't think so?
Real or fake?
No.
I'm going real.
Joe, you think it's real?
Yeah, it's probably real.
It is a real Florida headline. All right, that's a little grotesque, so I can't quite end on that. Let's try this.
Florida.
Miami police officer fired. Let's just say for relieving themselves on the foot of their ex's grandfather. Police officer relieves themselves the foot of their ex's grandfather. Real or fake?
That's going to be right.
I'm with Joe. That's real.
My sick mind just made that up. So there you are. Yeah. Well, real or fake, Florida headlines. Always fun when we visit the great Sunshine State because it's always Florida.
Florida. So
I get the distinct impression, much like our faux share or bear the other day, that Joe did not care for real or fake headlines today.
No. It was fun. No, it was great. No, that's pretty
I think I grossed you out a little bit.
Yeah, when I get down there, I'll make sure I pick up a Miami Herald every day. And
please do.
And look for go into the Publix. Make my daily trip to Publix.
Every time I talk to my mom, I get at least 3 or 4 actual headlines that are happening in Ocala down there. Yep. And just I'm like, seriously? Oh,
I bet there's a lot of them in Ocala.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a little more hillbilly than Miami is.
She's having a good time, let me tell you.
Well, Joe live from Miami with real breaking headlines.
I'll be down in the Keys. There'll be a lot of that in the Keys, too.
I'm sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's try this. Time for hashtag mom. Each morning, 7:20, 9:20 or so, sometimes even Saturday, we hear from moms. We check the socials. We search that hashtag, and then we share their plight right here just like this.
Fitness Frenzy 79 said, the school nurse sent an email about lice in my kid's school.
Oof.
So I replied with the subject line, unsubscribe.
I don't even want to know about that. I'd rather not know.
I'm itchy just thinking about it. Yeah. Gwen Taylor said, my three-year-old's favorite game is restaurant, which is just her putting on a chef's hat and ordering dessert and having me order dessert. And no matter what I say, she says, we don't have that.
I thought restaurant was going to be her requesting mom make her some dessert.
Oh, yeah. That, too. That would be fun.
Grayson used to love that game. Now he's kind of over it.
Yeah, he's gotten over the restaurant phase.
He had a little little toy
in the kitchen. Yeah.
The kitchen. Is that disappeared into
it's in storage.
Annals of time?
It's in storage. Right, well,
maybe we'll take that out, play a little kitchen.
There
you
go.
Hey, order a pizza. I got something hot in the oven.
I'm sure. Brett from Brick said, last night I shaved my beard off, and this morning my 5-year-old daughter said, ew, get away from me. Don't kiss me. Put your beard back on.
Hey, put your beard on. There's kids around. Yes. I was using that hashtag. Hashtag mom. Confession. So there's a dad confession. We can get some of those sometimes, too. Mm-hmm. And we share them every morning right here. Send one in. You might hear yours. Lordy, lordy, look at this. St. Patty's Day week, Thirsty Thursday. You got St. Patty's tomorrow, you got Thirsty Thursday today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Let's just rerun, of course. Time for tipsy or toddler. Wait a minute, I thought St. Patrick's Day was in March. It's October. Well, telltale sign this is a rerun, but this is not a rerun.
It's not.
This is live in the flesh.
It's true.
We have some callers on the line right now. They all have crazy, rather outlandish stories, colorful stories, cartoonish almost.
Yes.
It's up to us to determine, did this story that they swear to be true, I mean, we have them put their hand on a Bible when they were a little kid or when they were drunk, and then it's up to us to figure out, and you can play along at home or in the car, you know, did this happen when they were drunk or when they were a kid?
Right.
That's why we call it tipsy or toddler. Are you ready for caller number one?
I'm ready.
This is Al.
I took a nap in the woods and woke up to something tugging on my pants and then peed myself.
Took a nap in the woods and peed yourself. I'm going to say you were a drunk adult, backyard after a party.
I'm going to say you were a drunk adult, yes. Yeah.
All right.
Gotta be.
I was a drunk adult. Yeah. Okay. I was camping with some friends, and after too many drinks, I wandered into the woods alone, apparently, and I woke up to something tugging on my pants. When I opened my eyes, there was a beady-eyed young coyote pup or something, and it scared the out of me, and I instantly peed myself. Instantly, when I moved, got spooked and took off in the other direction.
My guess is that he'd been drinking, and he had to go anyway, and was so drunk he didn't realize he had to go.
Yeah.
So when he got nervous, his body went, this is happening. That's my guess, y'all.
I can't wait.
That's pretty good. All right, back to line one.
I ate an entire cake made out of sand.
An entire cake made out of sand.
You got to be a kid.
I don't think you're either. I think this story is made up. I know I said that people, we swear them to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, but I feel like this is made up. I'll say little kid, but I don't believe it.
I don't know why you would eat. I mean, maybe a handful just if you're curious as a kid, but the whole thing?
What says you, sir?
I was a little kid. I was about 10, and we lived close to the beach. So one weekend, I went down with a bucket and brought it back home, made this big cake. And when this girl I liked that lived down the street came over, I told her I wanted to show her something. I guess I thought it would impress her. Yeah. Anyway, worst idea ever. She was grossed out. My mom was pissed. It was just bad all around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'm guessing he's curious about many things, and girls are not one of them, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Why do you have to do that? Because
that's just my take as to what the story is.
Why do you have to do that?
And I also think he's lying to us, so I'm annoyed.
Also,
he'd be sick if he ate sand. He probably would have gone to the hospital.
I have to be honest, and I know boys are more immature than girls, but 10 years old is not that young. By that age, you know not to eat sand. Or you should know not to eat sand.
So on top of everything else, we think you're a dummy.
Maybe if he was 3, 4, something, but 10? Come on.
Lucky for us, he is hung up already. So.
Yes.
Let's try this. Hello?
I just did a backflip in the driveway and I scraped my knuckles raw.
Ooh. Oh.
Oof.
That's not fun. I'm going to say you were tipsy.
That's tough. That could go either way. I'm going to go little kid. I'm going to say little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh?
Yes.
Kegger, and I was trying to hit on this girl and told her I can backflip like no other. So yeah. She followed me out front. Instead of attempting it in the grass, I went straight to the driveway. If you've done backflips before, you know the moment it's not going to happen.
Yep.
I covered my head to protect her. When I did, every single knuckle dropped across the concrete, and I was a bloody mess.
Well.
It still sealed the deal, and we've been married for 15 years.
Oh, wow. Look at that. I love when people prepare a little story for us.
That's a good story, but at least you protected your neck, because that could have been...
Yeah, neck and head, not as important as knuckles.
The knuckles, that hurts, and that sounds painful, but if you would have done a backflip and landed on your neck, that could have been very, very bad.
He's an actual knuckle dragger, and she still married him.
It's very sweet. That's at least amazing. He tried. Yes.
All right, let's go back to line three.
So I may have murdered a colony of snails jumping on a broken trampoline.
You murdered a colony of snails? I'm just saying, little kid, this is an accident. Yeah. I think the trampoline is what killed the snails. It collapsed. You didn't know that was going to happen.
Unless you were looking for some escargot as a tipsy adult, I'm going to say you were a little kid.
She doesn't strike me as a snail murderer.
No.
I was a drunk adult.
No!
And upstate with her folks. We went out with some of our local friends and I got completely faced. I just thought it would be a great idea to jump on the trampoline when we got home. And apparently since she left, it broke. And it was just being propped up. So my first attempt to jump and bounce failed and it was this huge colony of snails that apparently took up the camp underneath it. And it was this gnarly crackling sound from the covered in snail loop. And then I cried uncontrollably until her mom came out and told us to go to bed. It was basically the last time she invited me to go home.
All right. I mean, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I was wondering, something being delivered to the house here as she's talking to us, I guess.
Back it up.
Yeah.
It's a crate full of snails.
Do we want to squeeze one more in?
Sure.
We got a real doozy here. Hi there.
So this isn't about me. It's about my older sister.
Right.
She took a poo in a football helmet.
That's really gross.
I'm going to say this is a little kid story. It's a good one, but it's a little kid story.
I'm going to say little kid.
Your sister, the pooer in a helmet.
A toddler.
She was in kindergarten, a little kid, of course, and she'd asked the teacher to go to the bathroom. The teacher would not allow her to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
So class went on for a few minutes, and needless to say, when she was no longer in the teacher's eye direction, she went over into the play area where he had all the dress-up stuff, and there was a football helmet.
Yeah.
She proceeded to pull down her pants and take a poo. And I'll tell you, that story has haunted her entire life. I only wish I could have been there to see the reactions. Have a great one.
All right. Well, there you are.
You got to go. You got to go.
Imagine a teacher today telling the kid they can't poo.
Oh, yeah. That would never happen.
You'd never get a great lifelong story like pooing in a football helmet today. Because everybody's so uptight. There you are. Tipsy or toddler.
High quality entertainment on today's broadcast. No doubt about it.
It was a funny kind of the same thing. There was a friend of mine who we were in probably third grade. And he was in the classroom. He had to give back his lunch. Let's put it that way. And he said, I got to go out. So the nun let him out. He ran down the hallway. And one of the priests were out there. And he ran by. And he said, the priest said to him, "Hey, don't you say good morning, Father, anymore." And he turned around and,
bleh. Oh. Oh, man.
That little exorcism in the hallway of the Catholic school right there.
Oh, my gosh. That was a funny thing.
And I bet people are still, well, clearly you're still telling that story all these years later.
Yeah, that was 50 years ago, and more than that, 55 years ago.
People were less uptight back then, and you get these great stories that last a lifetime.
Yeah.
I think it's a beautiful thing when you puke in front of a priest.
Oh, now they'd have a hazmat unit there, and, you know, the police would come, and, you know.
By the way, speaking of hazmat, I want to give you, I almost texted you yesterday because I feel like I need to report to you like my parole officer. I went for, and by the way, Rochelle didn't tell me I had an appointment yesterday, but she surprised me.
I bamboozled him.
That's right. I got bamboozled over the Quest Diagnostics, you know, the blood people.
That a girl.
Yep. And I had my blood taken yesterday as the follow-up to my physician's visit last week. Come. And it was fine, although I did feel a little woozy afterwards. There was a lot of...
He's like, they took so much blood, Joe. I'm not kidding. It was 2 vials.
I was a little concerned about it.
But. It was... That's as much as a gunshot, right? I swear to God, that to me. I was like...
I did say that. But listen, this is why I bring it up, because he's talking about hazmat. The guy was very nice and very professional, but he was just wearing a shirt and khaki pants. I was expecting someone wearing a lab coat. It didn't appear to be a doctor. It appeared just to be some tech. And so I was worried about that.
Yeah, they are tech. They're called phlebotomists.
And he did fine, but I expected a doctor. So the whole thing gave me even more anxiety because I was worried about how sterile and clean everything was. You know?
Let me tell you something. As a veteran of having multiple times blood taken from me, the last person you want to have blood taken from is a doctor.
Yeah.
Is there aggressive?
They don't know what they're doing because
They don't do it.
That's what I told him. I said, even when I gave birth, I didn't see the doctor until the head was out. That's not who you deal with ever. They just make the big bucks.
Yeah. No, the phlebotomist is the person that you want to have that wants to take out your blood. Yeah. And they do it all day long. That's all they do.
Yep.
And bloop, 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 done. You don't even feel it. You don't know it. It's over. It's
He felt it, Joe. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
How did you feel it?
I got a black and blue still on my arm. I mean, it was.
He were on the way home and he couldn't hold my hand in the car because his arm was in pain.
Oh, that's psycho stuff.
And he was afraid he was going to get a blood clot.
There's no
way. I'm still worried I'm going to have a blood clot. I was vampired yesterday. He's attacked by Count Dracula. Jeez.
Crack me up.
I'm the worst.
Absolute worst.
I'm the worst. I went, didn't I?
I'm glad you went.
All right, so
only because she had a bamboozle to go.
That's true, I did.
They also wanted the cup, and I couldn't get that done, but I did get the blood, so I'll keep you posted how it turns out. Well, I mean, what bothers me. I'm open and honest about it.
You really probably should be a little less honest, I think, sometimes.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I find this is as good a place as any to mention a couple of text messages from yesterday, because we do check these sometimes even after the show. They come in fast, and obviously we're pushing buttons and trying not to sound like stuttering morons in here, so we don't always get to all of them, but thank you for texting, 732-774-4444. We're going to do the birthdays in just a second, so if you got a last one in. But you want to get on the air here.
Yes.
Celebrity birthday file is coming right up, but I was going on about how the station, I believe it's today, because Bruce is in Philadelphia tonight. There's a very respected rock station down there, W MGK calling themselves Boss Radio today.
It's crap.
And it turns out that Chernoff and I both know the guy who runs the place, and he's a total goober.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a goober of all goobers. Just not a nice. At least he wasn't nice to me. That's all I can say. I'm not not saying anything about the guy. My experience with him in person was that he was a real jerk, and I was a sweet 17-year-old boy when I worked for him.
Right. Oh, I'm sure you weren't.
Without any attitude or anything.
Right, I'm sure you weren't a punk at all.
Not even a little bit.
No.
But anyhow, someone said, you know what you do? You should call yourself the employer today. That sounds very Jersey of us, doesn't it?
I like that.
Today we're not the boss, we're the employer.
That's right.
I like that. That's a great suggestion.
Too.
Thank you
That's
for
fun.
That. Also, we were talking about, or Chernoff was talking about Joe Pepitone from the Yankees.
Yeah.
We got a text from somebody who said you should see him at the Acme in Milltown after he retired.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just shopping, pushing a cart through the supermarket.
Hey,
so
everybody's got to get their groceries, right?
Buying his hair product, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
You can stay in touch with us there in the Text Connect or any of the socials. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts, Audible, Google, iHeart, I think. Yeah. No, probably
no,
not the
iHeart.
No,
not iHeart.
I always think we're up there, and then I remember what I say about them. So.
No.
By the way, the station calling himself the boss, ripping us off for the day today,
yeah.
Believe it or not an iHeart station.
Oh, well, yeah. That's a good thing, then, I guess.
They're owned by the Beasley people.
Ah, okay.
I've told you the story. I also happen to know the lady who is Mrs. Beasley. I was on a plane with her once. Also not the friendliest person I've ever met.
She doesn't have the friendliest face.
Not a friendly face. Not a friendly person. Couldn't really look directly at her because her diamond was so big it would blind you.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Good for you, Mrs. B.
Yeah.
Right at 1071theboss.com, Robbie and Rochelle on the morning page. Here we go, Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. I'm just doing everything I can to make sure I make as many people hate me as possible, right?
I'm just agreeing with you and saying nothing.
From number five to number one. Number five, here's an elderly woman who just loses her mind. We should do a whole feature about things caught on the porch camera, okay? Loses her mind leaving the house. We're not sure what happened when she was in the house, but she comes out and she's all worked up. And then she's startled to see that there's a delivery person from Amazon dropping off something on the porch right at that very moment. You following me here?
Yes, yeah.
Here is the audio from the porch cam.
That sounds good to me.
I see now. She was
she was startled by the person
and lost her mind.
Yes.
Because it says here she totally lost it after leaving the person's house. So I just assumed that there was some sort of an altercation going on inside. But in fact, it was the Amazon. See, it's a good thing we have these porch cameras.
Yeah.
Because now it makes perfect sense what happened.
Her startled is amazing. Can you imagine when she's like in a haunted house? If that's her just when she's startled.
Do we have the audio of me, Mrs. Beasley, on the plane that day? Hi there, Miss.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'm Robbie. Good to meet you. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Is that her or you?
Didn't mean to startle you. That was me. Number four, there's a man in England that didn't realize he bit into a prize-winning candy egg. His name is Adam Davis. He ate a Cadbury cream egg. They had a prize. And if you found his special egg, you go, you buy it, and you might win a prize. You know, the special egg?
Sure,
He was the guy that bought the $12,000 egg. 12,000 U.S., 10,000 British
12,000?
Pounds. Yeah. There was a prize if you cashed in a little thing.
Yeah.
You win $12,000. He didn't know anything about the contest. He just is eating his Cadbury egg. He's all excited. Oh, my gosh, it's Easter. I got my Cadbury egg.
Yeah.
And then somebody says, wait a minute.
I've got a Cadbury's cream egg. In fact, I'm going to tuck into this right now. That was the one.
So actually what this is he posted a video of himself online eating the Cadbury egg.
Oh, and someone commented.
And someone commented and said, wait a minute, that's that label, that color. Don't you know about the contest? And then they found out that he had eaten the egg, so he don't win the prize.
No, that would be me. I would just get the chocolate and be so excited to wolf down a Cadbury egg. Yeah. I'd eat the $12,000 prize egg.
And do we have audio what it sounds like when you realize you, in fact, did not win the $12,000 prize? I know. That's not what you want. We should dress Rick up as the Rick or Cat as the Cadbury Bunny. Remember they used to do that contest every year?
Yeah.
There's only one real Cadbury Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, congratulations to Lindsay Lohan and her husband. I didn't realize she was married.
Mm-hmm.
They've announced they're expecting their first child. No word on the due date, anything else, sex of the baby, anything like that. Lindsay having a geriatric presidency. Oh, my God. There's a terrible thought.
No, we don't want that.
Well, can't be worse than some of what we've had. She's 36.
Yeah.
That's considered a geriatric pregnancy,
which
I guess.
Crap.
After age 35.
Yeah, it's crap.
Not to be outdone, in other tabloid train wreck news, Paris Hilton has written a new book. This is like Pam Anderson. Anderson a couple of months ago, revealing all these stories about different people she's hooked up with and these salacious things. She claims she had an inappropriate relationship with her eighth grade teacher.
That's hot.
Wow.
And if that's true, report it to the police, I guess. I mean, why are you writing a book about it and making money off it? That's gross, isn't it?
I actually read a story about Paris Hilton yesterday that, you know, she just had a baby too.
That's what I'm saying, because I tied her in with Lindsay Lohan. Right. I feel like they're competing with each other.
Well, she did it with a surrogate. She had her surrogate play episodes of A Simple Life. Remember that?
Paris Hilton had the surrogate watch videos of her show so the baby and the tummy would get to know her.
Through A Simple Life. Do we remember this show from 2006?
Sure. Yeah.
With Nicole Richie?
I'm sure the baby was really excited to be turned over. You're like, thank God I'm getting a big payday.
Can you just leave me with the surrogate mom? That'd be great.
Thank God I'm getting a big payday. Bonus story for you. There's a new study that shows nearly half of college graduates don't feel comfortable around office machinery like fax machines, printers. 20% of office workers under the age of 30 say they feel tech shame about not understanding how to use this equipment.
Why does it say paper jam when there is no paper jam?
Listen, I understand.
Just yesterday, me and three other people in our office were behind the printer unplugging it because we couldn't figure out how to get it to print. It worked, though.
Yeah, there's a guy's whole job is the printer repairman. That's his whole job.
Yes.
The refrigerators and the printers, that's all they do is fix it. Everybody else, you know, you hire a carpenter, he can build anything, right?
Yeah.
All they do is printers because they break down so often. So,
listen,
I don't often say this, but millennials, Gen Zers, don't feel bad.
Yeah, it's okay.
Because the printer never works anyway.
It doesn't.
So, no, you have to learn anything. Number two, a new movie trailer is dropped for a German film. The plot of the movie, I'm not making this up, is about a guy who gets trapped in a porta potty on a construction site where a demolition is about to take place, and he's trying to get out of the porta potty before he's killed. And the movie, if you translate it to English, would be called Holy Shit.
Yes.
These are the people that started a war with the whole world twice. You know what we will do is make a movie about a man in the pooper. Holy shit.
Finally, a movie I'm excited
rated
to see.
Rated PG-13. Do not come without your parents if you're not 13. As you know, all my German sounds like the villains from Indiana Jones.
Which
is topical again because there's a new indie movie out.
Look at that.
So there you go.
Look at that.
It's called Holy Shit. Finger hurts from hitting that bleep button so many times. Number one, new survey, 63% of workers said that having more pet benefits would increase their desire to stay with their company for another year.
Really?
Man, I'll tell you what, speaking of shit, if the company would pay for Rick's litter, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That might encourage me to stay a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Before I accept a big cash windfall from one of the other companies whose stock is 30 cents.
Just keep digging every day. Just keep digging.
Isn't that right, Mrs. B?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, I sure does.
So good.
All right, I can't end on that. Bonus story. There's a new study out of the University of Houston in Texas. You know where everything's bigger, by the way?
Texas.
They say that living out in the country tends to make people moving from city life to country life more anxious, depressed, less open-minded, and more neurotic.
Interesting.
So basically, Alabama.
Yeehaw.
Basically, Alabama.
Well, there you go.
Or those little towns around the Pine Barrens in this state where you're like, whoa, am I in Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
World famous celebrity birthday file this Thursday. Eddie's son, Wolfgang Van Halen. He's saucy. He's almost like Dionne Warwick on the Twitter.
Oh, is he?
He fights with everybody. He's 32 today. Brooklynette Blake Griffin, Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls, Parenthood. She's 56. Flavo Flav, 64 today. Eric Estrada, you remember him as Paunch from Chips?
Oh, right.
74 today. Two, and now he's 82. Chuck Woolery from The Love Connection, celebrating his birthday today. Jerry Lewis is gone but not forgotten, born on this date of history. Say it with me.
Hey, lady!
And the great Henny Youngman, born back in 1906. Can you believe that?
I'm glad to be here. Take my wife, please. I take my wife everywhere, but she finds her way home.
Today's National Everything You Do Is Right Day. Oh. All right, I'll take that.
Okay.
Ah, hell, let's get one more from Henny Youngman.
Where do you want to go for your anniversary? She said, I want to go somewhere I've never been before. I said, try the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
The great Henny Youngman. Before there was Rodney, there was Henny Youngman.
Yep, absolutely.
Maybe up there with the violin, if you remember.
Yeah.
There's a scene, I think, in Goodfellas. That might be where that clip is from, where he does a little bit of his stand-up. He had to be like 100 back then.
you're right. I was actually kind of surprised he was that young.
Yeah.
I can remember him, you know, when my parents used to watch him, and he'd be like, oh, geez, this guy's 5,000 years old. 5,000.
I'm kind of on the fence on Jerry Lewis. Like, sometimes I find him funny, and sometimes he's a little too much.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had a... Those movies were a little too much, The Nutty Professor and all of that. He was very over the top. What's the one? The Bellboy? That's another funny one, but...
Yeah, it's a funny one.
And then
You know who I always used to think reminded me of Jerry Lewis? Was Don Knotts. When Don Knotts used to do his all those silly things that he used to do.
I would say Don Knotts is a funnier guy.
He was funnier. Yeah, I thought he was a lot funnier. Yeah.
Those bulging eyeballs alone. It's always easy to make me laugh.
Didn't Barney he do that Fife. Fish movie?
Which movie is this?
Didn't he do the fish movie where he became a fish?
Don Knotts?
Yeah, the Mr. Limpet movie. Wasn't that the name of it? Was that Don Knotts? I don't know.
I haven't looked that one. I remember the
amazing.
Mr. the incredible Limpet. Mr. Limpet.
Yeah.
There was the Apple Dumpling Gang, right? Wasn't he in that?
I don't know.
There's a kid movie, and I was going to say Eric Estrada's been on the show a couple of times. He's a very nice guy.
And those of you less than 50 have no idea what we're talking about.
Hey, I know Don Knotts from Three's Company.
I forgot about that. That's right,
Mr. Roper.
That's right. Loved him.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, he was good.
Man. And I'm only 28, Joe.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Sorry.
Sometimes we talk about stuff, and I'm amazed at because I do think of Rochelle as being so much younger than the rest of us.
Well, I am.
Yeah. You know,
well, she is.
Yeah, right. So I'm just surprised at the swath of her pop culture knowledge, but
considering how young she is, yeah.
28 forever.
But it's been a great conversation. You're right. About Jerry Lewis, Henny Youngman, and the guy from Chips. Fantastic. Yep. Some real good stuff.
Well, then, right in the middle of that demographic. Awesome. Well, anyway.
We're going to go to a caller here.
Don Knotts was Mr. Healy. The Ropers had left.
Okay. Mr. Huey. That's right. Yeah, Mr. Roper wasn't
Healy. Healy.
That's right. You're right. You're right.
I was like, I got to come up to you guys. Get it right.
Thanks for calling. Sorry about that. Yeah, that's right. Norman Fell was Mr. Roper, and then Mr. Furley, not Healy. Furley. Did he say Healy? Did I say Furley? Huey? No,
doesn't matter.
I'm just looking at him now. Ralph Furley. That was the Don Knotts character.
Oh, okay.
There on Three's Company.
I just remember he was always knocking on the door and complaining. It was
now, you guys.
It's He Said, She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Oh, my God. Now I've done a deep dive on Three's Company. I forget about this. Suzanne Summers leaves the show.
Yes.
And then Chrissy's cousin, Cindy Snow.
Yeah.
And then she lasts a couple of weeks. And then they got Terry, Priscilla Barnes, and Jenna Lee Harrison. There's two actresses no one's heard of in 40 years, huh?
Yeah. The show wasn't as good after Suzanne Summers left.
Of course. But Don Knotts, I mean, if you're going to replace somebody, Don Knotts is pretty good because the Ropers get their own show.
Right.
And that's where Norman Fell. I forget about Norman Fell. I don't know. He kind of gets the same face as Don Knotts.
Okay.
A little bit, maybe. Show is not as good without Suzanne Summers. Is she still selling those Thighmasters and all of that, the exercise equipment?
If she sells Thighmasters anymore, but she still looks good.
Yeah. I haven't seen a picture of her in a while, so I can't really speak to that. But anyhow.
She did an interview, maybe it was last year, about how she has sex like 9 times a week.
Oh.
And that's how she stays looking so bright.
I'll tell you who's not having sex 9 times a week, Don Knotts.
Well.
He must be gone, huh? I shouldn't say that. How do we even get on Three's Company? I don't even know how this happened. Joe must have brought that up because it's not anybody's birthday. Oh, for Chips. That's what it was.
Don Knotts. Is that Don Knotts?
He's gotta be.
He passed away in 2006.
Oh, wow. A long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Oh, all right. We're all very informed now on the history of Three's Company. Classic American television.
Perfect.
Perfect stuff.
Great.
Do we have time for this now? What needs to be taken out of your car? Look at the back seat. Look in the glove compartment. Look in that little armrest in between the two seats, right? Or go in the trunk.
Yeah.
There's something you got to take out of the car. I think we've got a case of seltzer.
We do, in the trunk.
It's probably frozen. It's been in there for weeks because it's too heavy and we keep forgetting about it.
Well, I'll buy them. They always have the sale. They're like 3 for $10. So I buy 3 cases, but then I also have other groceries to bring up. And we live on a second floor, so I bring up as much as I can. But until I need it, I usually just leave it in there. But
you forget about it and it freezes.
The other thing, I don't even know if you realize we have this in the car.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't realize. What is it?
We have like medical personal records in the back seat of our car that really need to come out because it has all of our info on there and they are flipped over so they're not facing up.
Well, if someone breaks in a car, it's probably fine. But yeah, we should get those out of there. You know what else we should get out of the car? The seat belts, because they make me nuts every day. Makes me nuts.
You need a seat belt.
I like to live on the edge, baby.
Uh huh.
What needs to be taken out of your car? What do you got in the car? You really need to get it out of there. 732-774-4444. We're going to get some gross ones. I can just feel it. 732-774-4444. Maybe your signed autographed picture of Suzanne Summers. Call us, text us, Facebook us. That's your He Said.
She Said.
Those are next. A little look behind the scenes. The discussion on the history of the television program, the American television classic, Three's Company, has continued here. I didn't realize there was a sequel series that just had John Ritter in it called Three's a Crowd. That was on for another year after the show. And then they just put that in reruns and put the Three's Company theme song and went, that's all the same show. Did not know any of that.
I had no idea.
But now I do, thanks to you. We're getting us on this whole rabbit hole about Mr. Roper.
Yeah.
809, Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, 1071 The Boss, 99.7 FM, anywhere in the free Boss app. Keep the radio on all day at work today for Michelle. Not only does she have great tunes, and she stays on tune. She does those videos all day. I mean, she's like following the social media. Mm-hmm. She's big on all that stuff.
She's really good at it, yeah.
She's hip to all these things. Yeah. She's also got some tickets for you to go see The Cure at The Garden and the Australian Pink Floyd show up at the Wellmont Theater. What's the business of the day? So if you're listening at work, show your boss pride, man. Listen to Michelle all day here, 107.1 The Boss, or on your smart speaker. Real easy to do that, too. Or He Said.
She Said.
We're talking about your car. What is something that needs to be taken out of your car? Whatever your ride is, there's something, you get it on the seat, maybe it's in the glove box. It really needs to go. You know what? I was just thinking we should pull out of the car at this point, although I suppose there's some value to it. We probably should clean it, put it in the trunk, is the mats at our feet. Now, we have a coupe, so we just got a two-door, and the mat has got a little, like a Velcro deal.
Yeah.
And it just don't stick anymore. So it ends up getting caught in the pedals in the driver's side.
It's awful.
And you kind of slide right in. You almost fall on the ground as you're trying to get in the passenger side because the thing moves when you least expect it. You know.
We really need to invest in those rubber mats that they have. It, like the all-weather rubber mats.
Those are nice.
Those are so, and then you go to the car wash and you can just take them out and spray them down. Those are so nice.
I mean, listen, ones we have are very, I mean, it's nice, high-quality fabric, but they're just not practical. Yeah, much like everything with that car. It's pretty, but it ain't practical.
No. Got a text from 9044 that said, the base for the car seat for my daughter that we never used. She's 2.5 now.
We really need to get the car seat out altogether. Grayson's about to turn 7.
No, Grayson still needs the car seat.
How old does this poor kid have to be before you let him sit in the car?
It's not about age. It's about how tall and how much they weigh. So he still has to
So how much does he have to weigh before we can get rid of the car
seat? Like 100 pounds. I just took Lola out of hers and she's 12.
Can we look up the law on this? I know we've discussed this
before. I'm telling you, that's the law.
I can't get my head around why a kid, he's a big kid. It's embarrassing for him to have to sit in a car seat like a baby.
He's in a booster. He's not like in a little baby car seat, but he still needs it. I will fight with you all day on that.
It's not that you're all fighting day. Me. Do you think he needs it, or are you just trying to abide by the law?
Both.
He's a big kid. What's going
to
happen to him?
If we get into a car accident, he needs to be in a car seat. He's not big enough for the seatbelt yet. I'm sorry. I'll fight with you all day.
I mean, I'm not trying to.
I'm not taking it out.
I'm not trying to fight with you. I just feel like, again, he's too big. It's a baby thing. If I were him, I'd feel a little embarrassed.
He's not in a baby seat, though. He's in a booster seat, which is made for his age and his height and his weight.
I don't think I ever had a car seat. I think they just threw me in the back seat, and I'm fine. So, I mean, I don't know when we all became
Your
such a bunch of.
Your mom also probably had a car that was made of super hard metal, not like these crap plastic cars now.
Sure.
So
she had the big boat back in the day.
A little bit different.
She had a Chevy Malibu
exactly.
back in the day.
That probably wasn't the safest car, honestly.
No, it's a big boat of a car. And it was in baby blue. It was an ugly color. I remember that. But I understand as an infant, he needs a car seat. I can't imagine. I mean, he's a big kid. I can't even pick him up without huffing and puffing anymore.
He needs to be in the car seat.
So if you found out that I let him sit in the back with just a seatbelt on, you'd be all upset with me. Because he'd think
why would you do that? He has a car seat.
Because he doesn't need the car seat.
I want him to
feel like a big boy, you know?
He is a big boy. He's in a big boy car seat.
And I want him to like me better than you.
Sure, he'll love you when he's in the hospital
with please.
Tubes and crap in
him. That's terrible. Don't say that.
Well,
I don't even want to think about
keep
that.
Keep him in the car seat.
All right. Well, I'm going to look up the. I'm seriously. I'm going to Google nj.gov and I want to see the law on this.
Please
I want to
look
know. I want to know how heavy a kid has to be before you let him
I'm
be
telling
an adult.
You it's like 100 pounds.
All right, fine.
Text from 0876 said, I have 3 pair of golf shoes that I've been meaning to take out from last season, but now since it's almost tea time again, I'll probably just leave them in there.
Leave them right in there.
There you go.
I'm glad no one said a rotting sandwich under the seat or anything.
Well, Jacob said, I have crusts of a pizza sitting in a box in my trunk that's been there for the last month. I keep forgetting to take it out.
That's nasty.
Why do you have just the crusts?
He's one of those people who eat the crust of the pizza, and he left it in there.
They put it in your trunk?
You know, pizza rat trying to break into your truck. All right, I got Ray, a super fan. Ray is hanging on the line. We'll get to him in just a minute here. And if you want to join in, we got a couple lines open. 732-774-4444. Before we put the wraps on this, we'll grab a couple more. That's 774-4444 to call, to text, same number, or Facebook. What needs to be removed immediately from your car and why? Got a phone caller who's been hanging on for quite a while here. Our discussion this morning about the thing that needs to be taken out of your car right away. Super fan Ray is hanging on. Hi, it's your boss.
Hey, good morning, Robbie. How you doing, bud?
There he is. How are you, Ray?
Good. How about the automatic on-off restart on the car?
Yeah, that definitely needs to be taken out. Just take it out.
Yeah, that drives me nuts.
Stop
yeah,
there's turning off my car. That.
That's supposed to be eco-friendly, right? But it kind of just kind of scares you when it happens.
Yeah, you got to figure, though. Every time I restart, though, it's going to be you charging that. Just dissipate the battery, though, you think, right?
Yeah. That's a good point. I don't know what genius came up with that. But
yeah.
Even if their heart was in the right place. But, all right, Ray. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Take care, Pat.
We have looked up the New Jersey law. We were talking about car seats, and mm-hmm. I didn't deny that there was a law. Mm-hmm. I just think that I would have voted against it if I was a representative because I think it's overzealous. Kid's going to be 8 years old or over 57 inches.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 74 inches, and I'm 6'5". I mean, that's a big kid to be buckled into a seatbelt. I understand it's a law, but I just don't understand why we...
You don't think you should have to wear a seatbelt.
No, I don't.
You don't.
Listen, I understand it makes me less safe. I just don't care. I think it's uncomfortable. I'll take my chances. What's the big deal? You know what I mean? Like, we worry so much about some things and then not at all about other things.
Well, I'm going to worry about Grayson's car seat safety.
I mean, I'm not
top
worried about him.
In the car.
I don't know why you turn this into, you don't care. You know, you just throw him in front of a bus. I mean, that's I'm saying at all.
It's not that you don't care, you just want to be the cool guy, and it's not about being cool, it's about being safe in the
car.
Because
I believe that I am a judge of the situation, and that he's a big kid, and he'll be fine, because I'm not going to drive like a psycho.
You're not, but what about the guy next to you?
I mean, that could happen if he's in a seat, in a car or not.
It
could happen to any of us.
Safer in a car seat.
It's a little thing. I don't know what the hell difference it makes.
It makes the adjustment of the seatbelt that's across his neck in the proper position so that it doesn't decapitate him.
It's a seatbelt. Do you realize
matter.
What kind of a horrible crasher it'd have to be? And again, yeah. I just think it's silly. I mean, I know the government has, they mean well, but it's just silly.
I don't know why you insist on arguing with me about this.
Because I'm just telling you, it bothers me. I know what the law is, and I know that you're right. I agree. I get that. But I just think that it's overzealous, and this is just another example of, you know, you get the little ripple effect where you try and do something good, and then it just makes everything dumb. It's silly. You know what I mean?
All right. We got a text from 2091 that said, I have a toaster oven that I intend to bring into work, but it's been sitting in my car since mid-January.
Well, that's probably more dangerous. You get an electric charge.
Not great.
You get electrocuted. Why don't you worry about that?
Christine said, one car has a brand new, could not return shower chair, a large garden box, a new cat bed and toys. I don't have a cat. Ratchet belts that I used one time 3 years ago to secure a new mattress to the roof, and about 30 reusable grocery bags.
Man, there's a lot of questions right there.
Yeah. Yeah. What's with the cat toys if you don't have a cat? That's my biggest question. Why would you buy that?
The grocery bags, we understand. Because again... I understand the government's trying to do something good for the environment, and what do they end up doing? Complicating everybody's life.
Michael said, I detailed my mother's car, and there were more French fries under the seat than in a large order. Gross.
Oh, I knew we were going to get a couple of those. I hate to end on that note, but Boss Tech Connect open all day, 732-774-4444, or the Facebook, what's got to be taken out of your car right away? Hmm?